back now with Day to Day. Alex, you know, the other day, it was really early in the morning.
Yeah.
I sat in the studio here in California and listened to some live acoustic music from Italy. Actually, it was the Italian singer Saba Anglana and her guitarist in a radio studio in Turin. And she wasn't singing in Italian, Alex, she was singing in Somali.
Yeah, it doesn't sound quite like Italian, but Somali as in Somalia, an Italian colony at one point, I think?
Yes, you're right. And Saba herself, she embodies that history. She's part Italian, part Ethiopian. She was born in Somalia. We'll hear more about that in a moment. First, let's hear the rest of that song. That is Saba Anglana, known as Saba, singing a song in Somali there with her guitarist Tate Nsongen, and the song called I Sogni. Tell me a little bit about this song and what it's about.
Sogni means dreams. It speaks about a young woman that leaves her little village to find a way to improve her existence. Of course, this is not only a song based upon a story of a girl, but in my mind, I have migration. There are about 192 million people living outside their place of birth, and I am among them.
You're one of them.
Because I left Somalia when I was a child.
She was 5 years old. Her father was Italian, her mother Ethiopian, a marriage frowned upon by the authorities, who told them they had 48 hours to leave the country. And so Saba's family moved to Italy, where she grew up. She was never able to return to Somalia because of the civil war.
I wanted to build a sort of a return in music, which was the only way to go back to Mogadishu, of course.
How did you learn Somali in Italy?
Well, of course, my Somali is not perfect, as I left too early that country. But I wanted to learn it from my mother because it was the only way to keep in mind my memories, because they are great wealth for me. I still remember everything.
Everything?
Yes, I still remember everything, the colors, and it has a strong light, and the deep blue of the ocean. These are the colors that I still remember, and all the white of the houses in Mogadishu. There are a lot of white houses in Mogadishu. And the music, because the first music I heard was the Somalian lullabies, one that my mother sang to me when I was very little. And I remember it was a joyful place where to live. These things built this sort of forgotten chapter of my life.
Tell me about the title song of your album, Jitka. What does that mean?
Jitka means the line.
Mm-hmm.
As a hybrid person belonging to different cultures, I have a sort of a line on my belly, which divides it into two parts, one lighter one and one darker. It's a very strange and funny tattoo I have on my butt, the natural one. I wanted to call this album Jitka because this line is the symbol of the union of opposites. I'm the daughter of this union, and the Jitka means this.
I wonder if we could go out on a song from your album. I think it's called Hoyo. It's spelled H-O-I-O. Is that how you pronounce it?
It's very good. Brava. Yes.
Oh, you're too kind.
Good.
Okay. Hoyo. What does Hoyo mean in Somali?
Means mother, mama.
Uh-huh. You mentioned earlier that your love of music and song came from your mother, mm-hmm. and the Somali lullabies she mm-hmm. would sing. And I understand that this is a song based on an ancient Somali lullaby.
It is. And all the people that sing this song to their babies always put something new in this song. I wanted to put in this song something of my experience, of what I understood about diaspora mothers who live far away from their babies, and they're sending sometimes money to their babies. But this is not a natural way of living. Do you want me to sing it?
Yes, 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 please.
Okay. Songi. Hoyo. Yes.
Yes.
Hoyo. 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 Hua ya hua hawarta majokto kove hede khadatei koryo kofire jirta hua ya hua tariha humahata ido iswoda to nimbo melkuturte.
Saba's first album, Jidka, The Line, is being released today. You can hear songs from her album, as well as songs that she performed live for us in the studios in Turin, Italy, at our music website, npr.org/music.
Mamma mia, mamma mia, mamma. Mamma mia, mamma mia, mamma. Hoyo, hoyo, ha. Mamma mia, mamma mia.